Okay, we're gonna do, time prevents us doing any more than one. We're gonna do one that you didn't buy, okay? You gotta buy the next one. You gotta buy the next one?
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go in, taste Saturday's highlight. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back in my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life with the rest of them, the best of them.
Look out! Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
The thing you're listening to is called a compact disc. It's a method of conveying sound. It's square outside, inside it's round. The thing you're listening to is a digitally accurate reading of the numbers that make up different sounds, in fact. It's the most technologically advanced sound reproduction ever made. It's in the commercially viable sense. The thing you're listening to is called a compact disc. Every subtle nuance of a tune is made available to you. The thing you're listening to is a high-tech dream come true. Technically it works with laser beams. Yeah, you can learn to use it easily. Throw your scarcity records in the trash. It's time to move out of the past in the profit analysis sense.
We'll be right back. not for you. What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else will do. What am I longing for each lonely night? To feel your lips to mine, to hold you tight. You'll be the only girl my whole life through. Oh, nobody else will do. I want you all the time, because darling, I love you so. What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Baby, nobody else. Nobody else.
Now, if I have the remote control and nobody's bothering me on those blessed rare moments, I will watch baseball. I will always watch baseball because I love baseball. I love everything about baseball. I can find a baseball game on my television when there's 15 feet of snow in front of my house. It's like a special gift that I have. But my wife hates baseball. And when I say she hates it, I'm not saying she don't like it. I'm saying she hates it. That's why I married her. Now, I can see you're not with me. You know, come closer. I'm gonna bring you so far into my world that you too will need therapy. Marriage is difficult. There's a lot of trouble, struggle, strife, problems. You start out with these little babies and they love you, and then they grow up and they hate you, and your boss is a jerk and the job sucks. You used to have a 401k, now it's just a piece of paper. You may as well light the fireplace with it, and there's a lot of struggle and strife, so it's hard to stay mad. So think about this. If you're a man or a woman, if you love baseball and you marry someone who hates baseball, think about this. Over the course of a long marriage, that's 162 times a year, for 3 glorious hours, that they will leave you alone. Beautiful day in the middle of summer, beautiful day. You could be doing any number of things, but instead, I'm sitting on the couch watching baseball. Sunshine and all kinds of things, you know, and there I am. I got the sports page laid out on the floor, a couple empty beer cans. I got my shirt open so my belly button could watch the game too. I know it's not pretty. My wife will come in and look at me with such disgust. And in her mind, she's counting down a list of 117 things that she is positive at this moment I could / should be mowing, trimming, painting, sanding, bringing up from the basement down to the basement into the attic, something. And instead, I'm watching TV, watching baseball, and she will look at me. And she'll look at the TV, and she'll look at me, and she'll look at the TV, and she'll say, there is nothing going on that TV! It's just a bunch of men standing around in a field, spitting and scratching themselves! And I will say to her, yes! It's terrible! You should get as far away from this as possible. Unfortunately for me, I am hopelessly ensnared in their evil web, but you could save yourself! Save yourself!
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Excuse me, Mr. DJ, could you play some country music?
Oh, no!
your life.
Oh,
she comes, she's crazy, but she knows the scene. Carries an automatic pistol, but she ain't got no magazine. Run for cover, run for cover. She's the kind of thing I was warned of by my mother. Automatic lover, automatic lover. Where I am, out of my brain. Everything's coming back round again. Well, there you are, moving real, real fast. It's a long, long night. Was warned up by my mother. Automatic lover, automatic lover. Automatic in her hand, she wants to wear the pants. There's something wrong here, honey, won't you give me half a chance? Automatic lover, automatic lover. You talk about this or that glory, but me, honey, you have a different story. Yeah, when you get mad and start counting up to 10, I'm out of that door and on the street again. Hey, run for cover, run for cover. She's the kind of thing I was warned of by my mother.
Think of it as school. They gave me an ugly doll of Minnie Mouse. I hung it from a noose in my bathroom. Skin guards wait outside my window. They better make sure nobody gets in. At night, they whisper rainbow. We dare yet to think about things.